The Olympics are less than 3 weeks away, and over this past weekend, we saw three big headlines, all having to do with restrictions that have primarily affected women of color and intersex people. It's left many fans wondering who these Olympic rules are actually serving. Axios's Ina Fried is covering the games for us this week and is here now with the big picture. Good morning, Ina.
Hi, Nyla.
Can you catch us up on these stories?
Sure. So there's a few different stories. As you mentioned, the authority that regulates swimming initially said that it would not allow the use in competition of a head cap designed specifically for those of African descent with natural hair that's bigger or longer than the hair that most swim caps are designed for. They're actually revisiting that decision now. In the second story, Sha'Carri Richardson is not going to be able to compete, at least in her primary event, because she tested positive for marijuana. And in the third story, two Namibian sprinters, Christine Mboma and Beatrice Masilingi, have been basically disqualified from the Olympics because their natural testosterone levels are above the level that has been set for sprinters. And these rules were basically made in the wake of Caster Semenya, who is unable to compete because of these same rules.
Can you remind us about who Caster Semenya is?
Caster Semenya is a South African middle distance runner. She's won two Olympic gold medals and three world championships in women's races, the 800 meters, but she's always been under a cloud of scrutiny for her biology. She's what we call intersex, meaning that she has some of the characteristics we typically associate with women and some we typically associate with men. And she has naturally high testosterone levels. And in recent years, the world sporting authorities have created rules that would force her to take medication if she wanted to compete at that level to lower her testosterone to what they consider normal.
Does this matter beyond the Olympics?
I think it matters in terms of recognizing the rules we create when we base them on a standard, and often that standard is whiteness, often it's maleness, often it's richness, that we are excluding, that we aren't creating a level playing field. The playing field isn't level. It never is, especially in elite sport. Elite sport is based on natural unfair advantages. So we really have to look at the impact of some of these rules and how equitable they are.
Axios's Ina Fried. Thanks, Ina.
Thanks.